أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإن تعجب فعجب قولهم أئذا كنا ترابا أئنا لفي خلق جديد أولئك الذين كفروا بربهم وأولئك الأغلال في أعناقهم وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demanded from mankind that they should contemplate and ponder over the different creations of Allah. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew their attention towards the heavens and the skies and the creations that exist in space. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention towards the earth and all that the earth produces and all that exists on earth, and asked us to contemplate over these things, for by contemplating over the creations of Allah, it will allow us to realize that indeed there is a supreme being, there is an Allah who is in control of all the affairs of the world. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the next ayah, ayah number 5 of Surah Al-Ra'd, وَإِن تَعْجَبْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you wonder, if you are surprised, if you are astonished at what? Astonished at their disbelief, that despite the evidences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is producing, despite the obvious nature of the existence of Allah, when they think of the heavens and they think of the skies and they think of the earth, it's only obvious that they should realize that Allah is in charge of everything, yet they disbelieve and they do not consider you to be a true messenger from Allah. In ta'jab, if you are amazed at this and you wonder at this and you are surprised at their attitude and their reaction, فَعَجَبٌ قَوْلُهُمْ Even more surprising than that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, something that is even of greater wonder is their statement. They make a statement. What is their statement? أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا If we are going to be turned into dust, turab means sand. This is their disbelief in the afterlife. So they say, أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا If we are to be turned into dust and into soil, into sand, أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ Will we be created anew? Will we be once again resurrected and created into a new species, into new beings? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this statement of theirs is even of greater wonder and surprise, that they refute afterlife, and they refute life after death. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those are the ones who have committed kufr in their Rabb. They have disbelieved in Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the ones who have yokes or who have shackles around their necks. This could mean two things. One is, it is in reality on the day of Qiyamah, a form of punishment that they will experience is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place yokes and He will place shackles around their necks. That's one interpretation. Or the other interpretation is this kufr of theirs, the disbelief of theirs, this sin and vice of theirs, the disobedience of theirs is like a shackle and a yoke around their necks, not allowing them to turn right or left, not allowing them to observe the ayat and the signs and the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the companions and the inmates of the fire of Jahannam. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ They shall abide therein forever. So we understand from this the importance of bringing iman in hashr, resurrection. That a person should never doubt life after death. Life after death, because they have doubted it, they have questioned it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it was an act of kufr on their part. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask you for that which is evil. They request from you and they tell you to bring to them that which is evil sooner than that which is good. They will tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you say you are Nabi, bring the punishment. If you say that you are sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish us if we do not accept the message of Islam and will not embrace you as a Nabi, then bring on the punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they ask you for a sayyi'ah, that which is bad, that which is evil, sooner than that which is good. قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ وَقَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمُ الْمَثُولَاتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثُولَات has passed before them. What's مَثُولَات? مَثُولَات is the plural of مَثُولَة. مَثُولَة is that type of a punishment that humiliates a community and renders them an example for communities to come thereafter. Right, that type of a punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these types of punishments have passed before them, and they are asking for it. Do they not take heed and take lesson from the punishments of the people of the past? وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةً Allah says, despite the disobedience, despite their negligence and heedlessness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly your Rabb is the possessor of forgiveness. Linnas, for all of mankind, ala zulmihim, despite their injustice, despite their disobedience, despite their wrong, despite their sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah still possesses the ability to forgive all of mankind if they are prepared to turn even once towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking His forgiveness and mercy. Wa inna rabbaka la shadidul iqab. But Allah says after that, don't take advantage of my mercy. Don't take advantage of my forgiveness. Don't take advantage of this attribute of mine of compassion and clemency. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ While I am the possessor of the greatest level of mercy, rahmah and forgiveness, certainly your Rabb is شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also swift, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty in His retribution and His punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.